of that, no skepticism is permitted. Acting as successors to a traditional spiritual perspective that they assume is already discredited, without wondering how or why, many journalists fully expect that a gene, drug, neural circuit, or even the God helmet is truly an explanation of our SMEs. Only the details need filling in, it seems. Last, few science journalists know much about our SMEs. A century ago, Evelyn Underhill, a British Anglican, wrote Mysticism, a valuable guide to the thoughts and practices of Western mystics. A basic understanding of Western spirituality, such as could be acquired by reading such works, might prevent many misunderstandings, errors, and false trails. But, ominously, many journalists do not see any need to know about such things, even when researching a story about RSMEs. Science thrives on replicated research, and eventually a Swedish neuroscience group did try to replicate Persinger's findings, using equipment borrowed from his own lab. The nature of mystical experiences. Traditional mystics do not seek an enlightenment that helps them in daily life or provides them with an unusual experience. They seek to understand ultimate reality in a way that goes beyond personal gain, pain, curiosity, individuality, or even otherworldly joy. Typically, mystical experience is unique and rare, so that it cannot be described easily in words or images. The ability to describe exactly and in detail what one has seen or experienced, as the God helmet wearers mostly seem able to do, usually points to an experience that is not mystical. The mystic is motivated by love, not curiosity. By love he may be gotten and holden, but by thought of understanding, never. The mystic learns empathy for others, whether human or animal, and sympathy for their sufferings. Other outcomes should be suspect. Contrary to Persinger's worry that mystical experiences may produce a tendency to religious violence, the mystic is unlikely to enlist in such a cause. Mysticism, as Underhill notes, is in no way concerned with adding to, exploring, rearranging, or improving anything in the visible universe. The mystic brushes aside that universe, even in its supernormal manifestations. Though he does not, as his enemies declare, neglect his duty to the many, his heart is always set upon the changeless One.